Welcome to Integrative Nurse Coaches in Action, the podcast where nurses, healthcare professionals, and consumers come to hear from inspirational nurse leaders in health and wellness coaching. We cover the latest innovations, ideas, and breakthroughs from nurses who are shifting the paradigm of disease care to healthcare through the art and science of integrative nurse coaching. You, as nurses and humans, are whole beings comprised of so many beautiful facets that make you who you are. Your individual light and heart must be celebrated and supported in all ways, not just physical, but also emotional, spiritual, relationships, environmental, and more. Finding and then using tools that support you in all facets could help you prevent and heal from moral injury, compassion fatigue, and burnout. The struggle is real, and it doesn't mean you're broken. It just means you are living life in the fast-paced, super stressful world of healthcare, and then you have to try and forget it all and go live your life at home. That is very challenging, and you can learn to support yourself as a wondrous, magical, and multidimensional human that you are. Today's guest, Kim Carriker, lived through the struggles of burnout and chronic disease. She's discovered healing through the wise practices of heart math, functional medicine, nurse coaching, self-love, self-compassion, and self-healing. She shares so many powerful nuggets of wisdom to help us all live a fruitful and fulfilling life. Before we get to today's podcast, let's take three deep breaths in and out together. One. Two. Three. Now, we're ready. Kim Carriker has been a registered nurse since 2002 with an extensive background in critical care. Kim graduated from the Integrative Nurse Coach Academy's Nurse Coach Certificate Program and became board certified in June of 2022. Kim is a heart math certified practitioner and will also be certified as a functional medicine nutrition counselor in September of 2023. Kim is the founder of Cardia Healing House in Frederick, Colorado, and she also continues to work in conventional medicine in general surgery and case management. Cardia Healing House was created to hold space for those looking for body, mind, and spiritual healing and offers one-to-one and group coaching for those who want healing, self-love, self-transformation, peace, and confidence through integrative nurse coaching, mindfulness, meditation, and nutrition counseling. Kim and her husband have been gratefully married for 25 years and have twin daughters and a son who keep them very busy. Kim enjoys almost anything outdoors, like walking, running, gardening, snowboarding, hiking, camping, biking, hanging at the beach, and even dirt biking with the family. She also loves to meditate, read about self-development and spiritual devotion books, and soak in a good podcast about functional medicine and nutrition. Welcome, everyone, to the Integrative Nurse Coaches in Action podcast. My name is Nicole Vienno. I am your host, and I'm also a board-certified integrative nurse coach. And today, we are welcoming Kim Carriker, all the way from Thornton, Colorado. She is a board-certified integrative nurse coach, heart math certified practitioner, and soon-to-be certified functional medicine nutritionist. She is also the owner and founder of Cardia Healing House. So we welcome Kim.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Hello. We're so glad you're here.
Yes. This is very exciting. I'm so happy.
Yay. Me too. I'm so happy you're here too. I know our listeners are happy you're here. We love to go down history lane. Yes. We love to know why our guests became nurses. So we'd love to know your story, Kim. What drew you into nursing?
Well, I grew up with a father who was a mortician, a firefighter, and coroner in our small town in Cortez, Colorado. I loved going on calls with my dad. I would actually have him wake me up in the middle of the night I'm not sure this is fully, I should be telling everyone, but I did sit and go with him on some of these calls and just learn and hear his stories. And yeah, I just absolutely fell in love with the medical field, just watching what he did and how he took care of people. And then I also had a grandmother who was a candy striper growing up. And I mean, while she was raising her children and me growing up, listening to her stories, you know, she would always refer to herself as a nurse and how she would be in the OR with the doctors and the ER. And I'm sure she did it all back in the day. So just really excited about, you know, the medical field back when I was a kid. And so that's really what led me to nursing school. Early. I graduated my senior year early and became a CNA and worked in a nursing home my second half of my senior year and loved it. And so went right into nursing school from there. And that's how I ended up in nursing school. I graduated in 2002. So gosh, is this 22 years as a nurse? I know, it's crazy. Yeah. I just don't know how it's just gone by so fast. But yeah, that's really how I ended up in nursing school. I was very determined to become a nurse, especially while working in the field during school. I worked in critical care my freshman year in college and just worked critical care the entire time. So I knew that I wanted to be an ICU nurse from the get-go and you know, wanted to be a flight nurse and do it all. So yeah, it's been a journey for the last 22 years.
Ah, what an amazing journey.
Yeah.
I'm imagining you as a little girl, a young girl going with your dad. Dad, wake me up if you get a call.
I did.
Yeah.
Like my girl. Yeah. I'm like, let's go. What's going to happen next? Yeah. Just so many cool things that just kind of watching him and yeah, learned a lot. Just, and that was just a completely different field really, but the medical field in general is, it was just so fascinating to me. I remember being a fifth grader and in science class dissecting lungs and, you know, with the straw blowing into the bronchioles and the alveoli are opening and closing. And it was just so fascinating to me to see this, you know, this functioning lung. And I was like, yeah, I definitely have to go into this. I knew it from a very young age. And nursing, and I mean, for me, nursing was the way to go. I definitely didn't want to become a physician. I just have such an artistic background. And so that was just the way to go for me is nursing.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that, the artistic side of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was a dancer. I started dancing at like age 8. That really was my passion growing up. Very artistic. And, you know, just, I think that dancing was so, it was so easy to me, you know, being able to just flow with the music and I don't know, just with the expression of life, really, I think through dance. And so for me, science was really interesting, but I think I like the artistic side to things too. And so chemistry was just not my thing. So yeah, as I was in school, I'm like, I'm definitely going in the nursing, I'm going down the nursing path for sure.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you brought up this artistic side because we often talk about the art of nursing.
Yes, I know. I think that for me, I think that's what, you know, I really love about nurse coaching is I think we really get to practice the art of nursing through coaching, you know, especially with, for me, meditation is like a dance in your mind. And you really get to connect with the harmonious music and, you know, just all of that. There's so much, I think, with nurse coaching and art and nursing in general, right? I mean, we bring so much to the table at the bedside too. So
I agree with all of this art side of things and, you know, recognizing that we each have our own specialty as humans, you know, and that we can bring pieces of ourselves into the nursing career and our nursing career. And it's so unique and so beautiful. And especially yeah. In nurse coaching, in this reconnecting to the art of nursing.
Yes, for you know, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to know how you discovered nurse coaching so that we get that little background too.
Yes. So nurse coaching. So after I was an ICU nurse for about 15 years, probably ended up a bit burnout at the end, like most ICU nurses. I loved what I did. It was a great career in critical care. But I would say like the last 2 to 3 years, I felt like something was missing. I really connected with death and dying patients and families. And I really just felt drawn to those people. And, you know, I think I started looking up holistic nursing back at that time, you know, and I think the Holistic Nurses Association was out there. And I was just so interested in all the things that they were doing. And anyways, moved on. I completely changed and I went into pediatric ICU. And at that time, that was probably the most stressful job I've ever had in my nursing career because it was heartbreaking. I had 3 children and I was taking care of kids the same age as my kids. And, you know, it was a lot to take in. And I ended up getting very sick. I actually ended up with a chronic illness that year. I had a cold and it never went away. We won't get into all my health issues, but I did get very sick. This was about 11 years ago. And at that point, I realized I need to take care of myself better. I need to step away from critical care and I need to do something different so that I can focus on myself and my body. And I ended up going into ambulatory care and, you know, worked for various different departments, neurosurgery, general surgery, you name it, just a completely different side of nursing completely and, you know, more preventative medicine. But still felt something was missing. I somehow ran into nurse coaching on the internet looking for, you know, health coaching or something. There's got to be something out there. And I've always had kind of an entrepreneurial heart to do something on my own, as most of my family members have done. And I found Inca online. I remember going on a hike with one of my good friends, Suzanne Greiner. She went through the program with me. And she and I was like, we have to do this. We have to do this. This would be amazing. This holistic nurse coaching. I think this is the way to go, you know, for our career. She was also a critical care nurse. Anyway, so that's how I ran into nurse coaching. And she was like, we have to sign up. Let's do it. Let's like, we signed up very quickly, which I probably would have held off a little bit longer. And she was like, nope, let's do this. And so we did. And I am so grateful that I went through the program. It's life-changing.
So first of all, I have to go back and talk to Susan because how cool that you both did the program together.
Yeah. It was awesome to do it together. It's always good to have a buddy, you know, kind of push you. I pushed her. We both kind of, you know, went together and we were like, let's do this. And you learn together. Yeah. And we ended up in the same group too, which was really exciting.
So exciting. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
So yes. Yeah.
And you say it was life-changing.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Well, I think that the beauty with nurse coaching is, you know, we learn so much about our own self-growth, development, and transformation. And you literally go through that during the program. So I think it's really hard to take other people through something you haven't gone through yourself. And we all definitely, I think, went through our own stages of transformation. And for me, I had already, you know, I had been on a very long health journey prior to nurse coaching, was already into functional medicine, nutrition, lifestyle changes, stress management, all the things to heal my body, my mind, and my soul. You know, even just finding peace, just like, you know, making that time for yourself, especially as a busy nurse and a mom. It is something that I think all nurses need to learn. We need to learn how to do these things so that we can, we're better examples to our patients, to our families, to the community. And really we need it. We to be a caregiver and carry all that we carry with our patients. And, you know, it can be exhausting. We have to find time to rest and time for ourselves. And really just connecting with that inner self and intuition and inner wisdom, all the things that you learn in nurse coaching is such a great experience for sure.
And now you mentioned when you were in the critical care unit and that you had experienced burnout. I too experienced burnout as a critical care nurse. And this was this, you know, these holistic modalities, this mind, body, spirit that you mentioned. Now, when you were in that environment, were you practicing any kinds of self-care things during that time?
I definitely took care of, I worked out a lot. I definitely exercised on my days off. Some of the days that I worked, it was harder to do. I would say that I took better care of my body than I did my mind and my spirit. I've always been a highly spiritual person. And, you know, we definitely take care of that area, and we all do in different ways. For me, God is definitely a place where I can go, and I know that I have a lot of peace and I can let go of a lot of things, but in a different way. I think that going through nurse coaching, I feel like I learned how to provide set time for all of these things and actually like schedule it in. As a critical care nurse, you don't have time to do that on those, you know, during your 12-hour shift. There really wasn't time to, you know, unload and really sit back and think about what happened, you know, during those stressful 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And then you just do another 12 the next day and the next day, maybe even the next day. And then by the end of your whatever, 4 days in a row, 3 days in a row, I think that I know for me, I was exhausted and I was raising 3 children at the same time. So yeah, I don't think that we have good self-care practices in place for hospital nurses specifically. I think in the clinic, I definitely have a better work-life balance and, you know, I'm able to take better care of myself. We actually have an hour lunch break, but you know, in the hospital, you're lucky to get 30 minutes to eat. So yeah, I would say no, I wasn't taking good care of myself during that time.
And now knowing what you know today,
yeah,
what kinds of things do you think you would like to do? Like if you had to work in that environment again, or what could you recommend for nurses who are working in those environments?
Mm-hmm. I think acknowledging that we have a highly stressful job. Nurses in critical care, we're adrenaline junkies in some ways. Really the sicker, the better. And you kind of forget about how stressful it all is. Really, I think that you become callous to the stress. It's like, it just is normal to work in that environment. Your fight or flight is constantly stimulated. And so then, you know, you end up with maybe a bit of adrenal fatigue down the road. And I think that there's just no acknowledgement that this is stressful and this is, heartbreaking in some ways. And there's a lot of feelings and emotions that I think that we need to hold space for. So maybe my last year as an ICU nurse, we did have a room where we could take our breaks. And it was created and started by one of our nurses who is also into holistic health. And it was a great space. So you could go into this room and put your feet up in a recliner. We had kind of like, you know, just background music and aromatherapy, good lighting, just a peaceful place to sit and get away from the unit for your 30-minute break out of 12 hours. Mm-hmm. I think we need to have more breaks for nurses. I think they need to be able to go outside and, you know, get some vitamin D and fresh air and go on a walk. And it's not that you can't do that. I did do that at times, but I think that we're so worried about our patients that we don't leave. So you're worried about, you know, leaving your fellow nurses with a very sick patient. And there's just a lot of guilt going on too, I think, in that field of taking care of yourself. So there's so many things. If I were to go back now as a nurse coach with this training, I think that I would definitely function differently. Even in my current job, I work in general surgery and I treat people differently. My patients have more space with me and my time is spent differently.
So for any of our listeners, we might have new listeners who aren't sure what this space means. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that? Giving them more
nurse coaching space.
Yeah.
So this is just a time of reflection. And I think you quiet your mind and you open your heart. And we really just need time to just relax, really rejuvenate. And I think that in, you know, a busy workplace like the critical care unit or the hospital in general, we need to be able to have some time to sit back and relax and really just take all of it in. And I think also connecting with others, connecting with your nurses, and we do a pretty good job about, I think, talking with each other and connecting. But I think that it's really just having that sacred space of healing. And there are cases that really affect you, and you just go home to your family and turn it off and move on. So just allowing that space to talk, to be able to, I guess, give ourselves permission to allow our feelings to be let out, to connect with other nurses and really just connect with yourself again, and knowing that what you did is great work, amazing work, and you did enough. And that's really what matters. I think we care so much for our patients. And I think sometimes we tell ourselves we didn't do enough, just acknowledging and giving ourselves permission to hold that space.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
There was one comment that you said earlier, and you spoke about calloused.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So last week, I had the pleasure of going to an intensive care unit and providing them with some self-care strategies. Mm-hmm. Where I was trying to normalize taking a break. So I offer...
That's good. Normalize.
Yes. I offer Reiki, a Reiki session, and a neck massage, aromatherapy, just sitting with them, talking with them. Mm-hmm. And in the safe space, in the sacred space, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. as a nurse coach, nurse to nurse, sharing time with each other mm-hmm. and connecting in that way. And one of the conversations I had was with an ICU nurse who was saying to a newer grad nurse, "Oh, I'm so callous. I mean, I'm not callous. I am calloused."
Mm.
And that really struck me.
Mm-hmm.
It struck me because we almost are normalizing the whole impact that witnessing death and suffering and pain
100%
and agony and sometimes anger and frustration, that all of that is normalized, that that's okay, that we witness that every day, and we will just put a layer over that, and then another layer over that, and another layer until we become calloused.
Mm-hmm.
We're not callous. Like you say, Kim, we care so much about our patients, mm-hmm. and yet we have this protection mechanism that has to happen, like a callus would happen,
mm-hmm.
to protect totally. Our skin, to protect that part on our foot that keeps getting rubbed and rubbed and rubbed. But it just really stuck with me.
Because me too.
We're normalizing this, and that it's okay to not show our real true emotion, and it's okay to hold everything inside and not acknowledge and give space to, like you were saying, these emotions that we really do feel, and mm-hmm. yet we're squashing them down, squashing, mm-hmm. squashing.
100%. Yeah, I think that we, I hate to say this, but I feel like it's learned behavior, possibly. It's kind of how you get through your day. There are so many patients coming in and so much going on that you don't have time to acknowledge those feelings. And I think that's how that callus builds, is that you are just getting through. And it's not that you don't care, because we care so much.
Calling all registered nurses and nurse practitioners. Are you tired of just managing your patients' and clients' symptoms and instead want to help them get on a path to true healing? Enter functional medicine, an evidence-based practice that enhances a patient-centered root cause approach to healthcare and healing. And the best part, functional medicine is within the scope of practice for both RNs and NPs. The Integrative Nurse Coach Academy offers a 12-week online functional medicine for nurses program that gives you the practical knowledge and skills needed to integrate functional medicine into your nursing practice right away. INCA's Functional Medicine for Nurses course is offered in educational partnership with the Institute for Functional Medicine. This is the organization that sets the gold standard for all functional medicine education. You'll receive contact hours toward your RN or NP license renewal, access to dozens of valuable resources from IFM, and a complimentary one-year student IFM membership. Most importantly, you'll feel confident in how to identify and address the underlying causes of symptoms in your patients and clients and provide them with lifestyle education to help them get on their path to true healing. Learn more and sign up at inursecoach.com/FM4N. That's inursecoach.com/FM4N. We'll see you there.
And it's not that you don't care, because we care so much, sometimes too much. And I think that if you know, we can't become soft. We have so much to do. We have to keep going, and we have to be able to take the next trauma coming in, or, you know, whatever, the death and dying that's happening next door at the same time as A, B, or C. So it really is almost just like building resiliency, but not in a good way. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, how beautiful would it be to have time to really sit and reflect with each other as nurses, but also with our patients. I found myself, you know, rushed and not able to spend that time with the death and dying patient that needed my time, which I always seem to find that time, right? We all did. But it's just like, you, deep down, I think there's this feeling of what's coming next, you know, and then you just kind of get through. And not one nurse that I've worked with has that heart. They just are trying to make it through their week, their day. If we allowed this time for people to, I think that's awesome. Reiki in the middle of your day on your lunch break, you know, a space where you can go and pray, maybe do some meditation, deep breathing, learning some heart math breathing during your shift would be huge. I think that it would really shift the burnout that's going on.
Yeah. Yes. And recognizing that we really do need to take a break.
It is a non-negotiable. Right? I do not miss my lunch break. I actually post a lot on my lunch break because that is my sacred space. I love just connecting, and I go outside. My peace is outside with nature. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it was because I didn't get to do that for so many years. I mean, I think I would go outside and eat lunch quickly and then go back in. But now I have an hour. And, you know, on my days that I'm working my business, I can do whatever I want. So it's just, it's huge. Mm-hmm. I think that it's beautiful, and we need time to do that for ourselves.
We
and
do.
For our well-being. We need to teach this to our clients, to our patients.
Yes. And I think if any healthcare leadership listening, or even our consumers who are listening, please, please speak to your hospitals, your
leadership management. Yes, they need to know this is how you're going to keep your nurses.
Absolutely. That nurses do need to take a break, and it is okay to take a break, and somehow fitting that in to make it so. We have to make it so, because it's not happening now. So leadership can have an impact in making that happen.
Yes, absolutely. I think that another factor with that is maybe just short staffing too, you know, not having the time to, you know, have somebody who can watch those patients so that you can have your break and go on a walk or whatever it is that you need. But yeah, this is really important, I think, for longevity in nursing.
Yes, longevity in nursing. We're seeing such high turnover right now with so many nurses leaving the bedside, leaving the profession completely.
Yes.
That any small act of kindness towards our nurses will be very beneficial.
Yes, agreed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Now you've mentioned, I'm going to switch gears because you've mentioned heart math.
Yeah. Heart math. This is an amazing practice. This is connecting our mind with our heart and, you know, really getting our emotions regulated and our stress and anxiety under control by, you know, changing the physiology of what's going on inside. Deep breathing. This deep breathing is a huge transformation for me. Before I went through Inca, I had already, you know, fallen in love with meditation, and it's really one of the tools that I use to sleep. But I think that, you know, learning heart math is a pretty amazing thing. And it's just going, you know, viral. Everybody's doing this. This is something that's going on in, you know, so many different organizations, and but not enough. We need to teach our nurses how to find this peace within and, you know, during stressful times. And it's really just breathing. It's breath work. And it's getting our heart electrical rhythm under control, our heart rate variability, and in sync with our emotions, which come from the mind. And we easily just want to, those neural pathways are already built, you know, for us. Most of us are, I know for me in the critical care world, I definitely didn't stop to breathe during my stressful times, but learning to take a moment and, you know, work on breathing and breathing into the emotions of the heart, which is, you know, like appreciation, caring, love, whatever those good emotions are, finding those and breathing into that emotion.
It seems like something as simple as that doesn't take much time.
No, it could take 2 to 3 minutes to develop heart brain coherence, which is a decreased heart rate, heart rhythm, right? Everything's going to go down. You're kind of tapping into that parasympathetic nervous system instead of your sympathetic nervous system. It, you know, it's pretty amazing to see on the M-Wave Pro, where you can see the heart rate variability in sync and this beautiful pattern and harmonious pattern of, you know, peace while breathing. And it's like, this is really powerful stuff if we just practiced it. It's a practice. And again, you know, it's also something we have to learn. Some physicians are teaching this in their office. A lot of functional medicine doctors are teaching this in their offices as well. And it's huge for, I think, stress management.
And so how are you using heart math within your nurse coaching world?
So I have a program that I created. It's called Harmony, Harmony Method. And so really, I think that, you know, the H is heart healing. And that is really just teaching my clients how to do the few different techniques that we teach. There's a couple of different protocols that we can teach with heart math. And it depends on the client. It depends on, you know, their stress level and if they're willing, because, you know, nurse coaching is very fluid and it really is up to the client and what they want to work on. But that is one thing that I think that I think is important to incorporate in your overall healing. And that's just that heart connection and to learn how to breathe and to learn how to do meditation, basically. And, you know, there's a protocol for heart math that is very specific. But yeah, I do that with almost every client, just teaching them the basics. And then we have, you know, quite a bit of content through Heart Math, the program and the Heart Math Institute, if you go through the class. And they really do provide a ton of content and information that you can give your clients.
Yeah, the name of your business is Cardia Healing House. So okay, tell us some more about that.
Yeah. So it's a funny story. So my husband is also artistic and we were like, we have to come up with a really great name. And you know, we're thinking Carriker something, K-A-R something, you know, also I know what it is that, I want to focus on. And I do believe that the heart is where I think healing starts. We can really focus on the body and the mind, but if your spirit and heart is not healed, quote unquote healed, that is so different for everyone, depending on your life timeline. I think that that is the core to healing. And it was for me. So cardia is, it means heart in the Bible, and which really is the center of physical and spiritual life. So I really felt like that kind of connected body, mind, and spirit. And it also has the K-A-R, which is like character, but it's cardia. Yeah.
I love it. I love that. Beautiful. And, you know, earlier on in the podcast, you had mentioned that you're living with a chronic illness, mm-hmm. and that your people that you are wanting to work with and that you're working with are also some of those people who have chronic illness. So would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that's kind of how I ended up here. I would never choose to start a business. just out of the blue. And it really is not an easy thing to do, but I do feel led to help others. And I want people to find healing as I did. I definitely went down a path of not knowing what was wrong with me. I was very young and ended up with a terrible cold, and that cold did not get better. This is while I was working in the PICU. And I cannot tell you how many physicians, I can't count them on my hands. I had so many doctors and tests and antibiotics and steroids and so many things. And we really didn't have an answer as to why I was so sick. It was about 3 years that it took to find harmony in my body. I could actually breathe. I ended up with aspirin exacerbated respiratory disease and an undetermined autoimmune disease. That's still up in the air. I did end up going to rheumatology. I was on Plaquenil. I was on prednisone, all the drugs, all the things that we normally do. And I'm not saying that we don't need this because we do for some people. I was just determined to find healing naturally, and I would do anything, you know, anything to be back to my normal self. So I did read every book under the sun in regards to functional medicine, learning how to heal, you know, the body from a diet and lifestyle modification approach. Ended up going to a functional medicine doctor. I have completely changed my diet. I meditate all the time. I really take good care of myself. I try to. I mean, there are days we're not perfect, right? But I found so much healing through all of that and through the path that I went down. And, you know, we just don't talk about this enough in conventional medicine. We don't talk about changing your diet and really looking at nutrition as medicine. And that is really just one of my biggest mission. That's what I want to do, is to help people find healing while living with whatever it is that they have through functional medicine and nurse coaching.
So when you say diet changes, I know our listeners are like, "Ooh, what do we need to do?" yeah, what is it?
yeah. Well, that's a good question. And none of us are the same. So I can't really tell you what to do. But from a functional medicine nutrition standpoint, this is quote unquote from Andrea Nakayama, we are all unique. Everything is connected and everything matters. And I think that, you know, the body is not, it's not divided up. You know, we have cardiologists, we have urologists, we have oncologists, we have all these different ologists, but we do have this whole body. And so everybody has a different body, and nobody can be on the same diet. But for me, no gluten, no dairy, no sugar. I do try to eat mostly organic foods. I do cheat. I am not perfect. But I really pay for it if I deviate from, you know, this diet for the most part. So it really helped me. I went through the whole 30 elimination diet, autoimmune protocol diet, you name it. There are so many different elimination diets out there, but I do believe that it's really important to find out what works for you and what you're sensitive to. And really, there's so much to look at. It's just such a big assessment when it comes to new nutrition, but we can definitely heal our bodies through what we eat.
Yes. And for our listeners here, Kim is obtaining her certification in functional nutrition, right?
Yes.
Functional.
Yes.
Yeah. So she'd be a great person if you have thoughts on how food can impact your health and well-being. Kim is a great resource and would be happy to partner with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, yes. Yes.
I'm yes. excited. That is one of my passions. I literally listen to functional medicine podcasts on my spare time about nutrition. It's so interesting. Especially as a nurse, you know, this is stuff that we do not learn in nursing school. So,
right. And you spoke to this earlier about more natural ways of healing instead of just taking a pill, which is just really covering up symptomology.
It is. It's a band-aid.
Sometimes, you know, we need medicine. Yeah. We need all of that. And we can also explore more natural ways to heal ourselves too.
100%. Yes. I think that it's important. I don't think we'll ever get better if we don't. I mean, our bodies will always be inflamed. So yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And this is the beauty of nurse coaching, is we are specialists in different areas, And as we partner with different people needing different things, we work in partnership. We never tell people, you must do it like this. Yeah.
Never.
Never.
No, it is very natural. And I think that's what I love about it is you just never know how your sessions are going to go. You know, I think that's where that inner wisdom comes in.
Yes. The beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay. Now within our last few minutes,
I'd
love to ask a question. And the question is, what is on your heart that you would love to share with our listeners right now?
I would love for people to believe that there is hope and that there is healing out there and that you are enough. And that I think that healing always starts from the heart. Always kind of look within and find out what it is that is truly the essence of what's going on. And don't be afraid to really look deep within first when you're looking for healing. I think that's just very important to start the journey of healing.
Look deep within.
I have a really favorite quote of mine, which is on my website. I'll have to just share this with you guys. I love it. Start over, my darling. Be brave enough to find the life you want and courageous enough to chase it. Then start over and love yourself the way you were always meant to. Madeline Beck.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay to start over.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Before we leave, I have some interesting questions to ask you.
Okay.
These are the questions that you can't think hard about. You just have to answer.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Sure.
Apple or orange?
Orange.
Why?
Because I love vitamin C and the pulp and the color and the sweetness of oranges.
It's not saying that you don't like apples. You're just preferring oranges over apples.
Yeah, I prefer oranges over apples. Yeah, definitely.
I love it. So Integrative Nurse Coaches in Action stands for something.
Yeah.
It stands for some letters. Okay, here it goes. I'm going to say them all. Authentic, curious, truthful, inspiring, open, nurturing.
Oh, I love that.
So as a nurse coach, which word stands out for you the most? Authentic, curious, truthful, inspiring, open, nurturing.
Nurturing.
And tell us more.
I think that nurse coaches are just nurturing souls. I think that we are just very eager to hold space. I say that a lot for people and, you know, to really just allow time to not only help nurture those people, but they need to nurture themselves. I don't know. I like that word.
I love that. Yes, that's what we do. And then I also want to add into that too. Like we're learning how to nurture ourselves too.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. It starts there. Has to start there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're a and good continue.
Team. And continue there.
Yeah,
right.
And to continue. That's the key. Yeah. Stay on track.
Yes. And when you notice that you're not nurturing, that's when you reach out.
Yes, right? Definitely.
Say, hey, Kim, I need to talk to
you. I need to go to the room. I need to unload. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So Kim, how can we find you?
So I have a website. It's cardiahealinghouse.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, soon to be YouTube. Eventually that'll happen. Ooh. Yeah. I really love being on camera. No, that is, but it's very important. I'm excited to, again, just share, you know, all of this information I'm learning. I'm still new to some of this, but I'm so eager to share. There's so much to learn. My Instagram is at nursecoachkk and Facebook is at Healing House LLC. So yeah.
Love it. Yes. And we're going to share the links so listeners can find you and connect with you and reach out. And please do. We love to receive messages. Yes. So please feel free to do that. And Kim, I just want to thank you. And our listeners want to thank you, send you lots of love. Thanks for sharing your wisdom and all these little bits of nuggets of goodness that we can take away with us.
Thank you for having me. I love hearing all the different people that you interview and all that you're sharing. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
thank you so much for your generous time and support of our inspiring integrative nurse coaches in action. Please share this episode with a colleague, leave us a 5-star review, and follow us on social media. We look forward to keeping in touch with you. Remember to breathe and to rest.